Blog Talk Radio.
That's a great tune. I couldn't stop listening to it. Good day to you, ladies and gentlemen. Fix the Family, Fix America radio show is now live and in your area and becoming the greatest, most listened to family radio show in all the universe. Again, we're still trying to beat Family Flortnor on the planet McNuck. We're a little behind in the ratings there, but past that, we are the fastest growing family talk radio show in all the universe. Hello, my name is Jack Hatfield, and I'm here for Fix the Family. If you are here for the first time because people have come to you and said you have to be here, you have to listen. It is stuff that's going to change your world. You have to be at Jack Hatfield's Fix the Family, Fix America radio show. Let me tell you a little bit about what we do. We are four parts plus one, starting with positive fathering. If you're a male and you're a father listening to this show, pay attention. Next would be make a difference mothering. If you're a female and you're a mother, pay attention. Third part, pull through parenting. If you're in a group of parents that have children, pay attention. And finally, reveal your success. If you're a human being and you would wish to succeed, pay attention. Our plus one aspect of this is disease and the diet. And let me tell you something exciting happening just tonight. That's right. Live workshop tonight. The next one is in Columbia, South Carolina at Earth Fair on Divine Street from 6 o'clock to 7 o'clock. And this one is the big one. This one has taken more time, more thought, more processes than you could possibly believe. If you're a longtime listener of this show, you know what I'm all about here, and this particular workshop is a major, major deal. If you can get there, go to Columbia, South Carolina. If you're within flying, you have 7 hours. If you're within 7 hours of flying to get down here, you better get on a plane. If you're within 5 hours of driving, get in your car. Get down to Columbia, South Carolina at the Earth Fair, 6 o'clock. What if cancer is not a disease? What if cancer is not a disease? We are going to look at current methods for cancer, for defeating cancer, for conventional medicine's way of approaching cancer. And then we're going to look at if there's a possibility that the body does not ever wish to destroy itself. Now, your body has an innate ability to heal. I can stick a stick inside you, jam it through you, stab you with it. If I hit no major organ, your body would eventually grow around that stick and just accept it and survive on its own. And not to get religious, but if you believe that the body is sacred, why do you believe that it would have something inside itself that would destroy itself. So this class is going to be eye-opening. It's going to require open minds, but I promise you that if you see it and listen, and if you've been listening to all of the diet issues that we've been talking about, it's going to really, really blow your mind. You're going to love it. So that is this workshop inside Columbia, South Carolina's Earth Fair on Divine Street at 6 o'clock. If you're within 5 hours of driving, get in the car now. If you're within 7 hours of flying, get on the plane now. And, of course, if you're closer than that, prepare. Just get there. Get there. Get there, get there. If you would like to be a part of this show, 347-677-0692. It's amazing. We are still looking into, as I approached the topic last week, we are looking into moving the show times and live airing to the weekends. We are, like I say, the fastest growing show in the world, family show in the world right now. And we are listened to throughout the week, because once this show is over, it is archived and put out there live for you to hear at any time. So at your leisure, you get to click on play and listen to the show, and a lot of people are clicking on it during the weekend. So we may move live to the weekend to get more and more interaction from you. But if you're listening live now, call in if you desire. If you don't desire, you like listening to me, and it, of course, if that's what's making the show popular, it's a good thing. So 347-677-0692, if you would like to weigh in, we'd greatly appreciate it. Wowie, wow, wow. Let's go ahead and get started today. What do you think, people? Fix the family, fix America.
Welcome to the Fix the Family, Fix America Radio Show!
Hey, America, and now, introducing your host for the number one family show in all of the universe, his name is Jack Hatfield.
And there it is for you, the brand new opener that came a button on my switchboard just 10 minutes too late, but it is a beautiful thing. Starting off, as you know, with the six-year-old preciousness, that is my daughter. She really, really recorded. It took six takes, I believe, to get that because she she got excited. And she would say, "Welcome to Fix America's Family." Because America's bigger on the logo of Fix the Family, Fix America. So she would always read that one first. And it was just a precious thing to do. I'm so glad she did it. So glad she agreed to her. The royalty checks are on the way, of course, every time we play it. No, really, they're not. Wow. So there's lots of stuff to talk about today. Let me tell you. We're gonna hit how to – there's this guy in England that is telling people that if you're constantly exhausted – and feeling old before your time, you can bounce back. And he is the energy guru to the stars. Energy guru to the stars. And then we're going to talk about mothers that suck really bad because they would rather be seen as sex objects than breastfeed their children. And that we reveal why. This lady talks about how motherhood is being mocked and trivialized, and that is a bad thing. Then we're going to discuss how to take the sting, sunburn. It's summer. In fact, we're going on our yearly vacation camping on Saturday. And this camping consists of putting up the tent right 7 feet away from the back door. You don't want to go too far, and sleeping outside. We've done it every 4th of July, where the daughter knew, you know, the camping trip and fireworks. So we sit out there in the tent, watch the fireworks around the neighborhood, and just have a grand old time because you can't sleep anyway. So you might as well go outside and get in a tent, look up at the stars, and have a great time. So anyway, we're going to talk about what to do if you're out in the tent. Before you get in the tent, you get all burnt. We're going to talk about that. Then we're going to discuss a Fix the Family, Fix America special alert. Special alert where the government, S.510, the Food Safety Modernization Act of 2010, you need to call all your representatives today and get that taken away as fast as possible. My libation, since I need a sip of it right now. Acai berry, pomegranate berry, grape juice, purple grape juice, and wild blueberry juice. Incredible antioxidant power. Right after this show, I will take a green juice. So we're getting there. We're getting there. Love it. So grab your juices for noon where I am. So as soon as this show ends, the libation turns to something a little more fun. not to say blueberry juice is not fun. We here at the Hatfield family, blueberries is probably our most consumed fruit. Blueberry waffles, blueberry muffins, blueberry pancakes, all homemade using, of course, coconut oil and our butter. We may listen to this. I got to talk about this for a second. Last night, I know we haven't gotten any news yet, but we will, 2 seconds. Last night, I went to the store, and our local college in South Carolina, called the University of South Carolina, I have to mention this right here on the air. Oh, they're simply the world champions in baseball for the first time ever. It is the first world championship other than women's track and field this college has ever gotten in its existence. So it's a pretty big deal. But wanting to watch that, you grab some wings. You grab some cage-free chicken wings, and you grill them. You grill them, and then you take them, and you put them in some sauce that I made. I made all those sauces, and it was a honey cream maple barbecue sauce that was a little spicy. It was really good. And then you normally have with wings, as you all know, if you go to a restaurant, you have wings and you have celery and blue cheese. Well, as stated last week, I believe, or the week before, we're on the war against soybean oil and its ingestion by the human race. We do not mind if soybean oil is still used as a lubricant for machinery, but we are on a war right here, Fix the Family, Fix America, Disease and the Diet, on a war against soybeans, soybean products, and soybean oils being ingestible by the human race. So you go try to find your blue cheese dressing, and guess what's in every single dressing, ladies? I say ladies because breast cancer is on the rise, as we spoke about, and that rise is almost parallel with soybean oil consumption, and we need to make that connection. And lots of ladies eat salads thinking that they're eating a healthy meal, and they're putting on their soybean or canola dressing. No, no. So not ingesting soybean, I was forced to make my own blue cheese dressing. Blue cheese dressing. It turned out to be absolutely fantastic. Used peanut oil as the base because you can squeeze a peanut and get oil out of it. You cannot do that to a soybean. You have to use, remember, hexane, our friend, which the Gulf oil spill, I've got an article coming up on the web very soon that we have the technology to fix the oil spill. Because we use to give oil for all of your salad dressings. And it's hexane. Oh, wait, we can't use that because it would kill all ocean life. So we really can't do that. All right. So, but if you think about it, hexane being used to make the oil you eat, but we can't use it to fix the Gulf oil spill because everything would die, probably not a good thing for you to ingest. So again, made our own blue cheese, used a Danish blue cheese, cave-aged Danish blue cheese, because they don't use hormones in their milk and stuff in other countries, and they don't use genetically modified foods in any other country but America. So if you can get some stuff from other places, it's not a bad deal. Got the blue cheese, made the mayonnaise with organic eggs, organic white vinegar, emulsified it with the peanut oil, then put it all in with curdled, in other words, vinegarized, unhomogenized whole milk, put it all together, added the blue cheese, let it cool. Oh, to die for. Added some garlic, salt, and pepper. Oh, wow. The freshest, most, after you're done eating it and eating those wings and eating the blue cheese and the organic celery, in other words, real celery, when you're done eating that, you don't feel like you're going, oh, you feel energized. You feel incredibly happy that you just ate this stuff. I mean, this is amazing differences in the way your life goes when you feast upon these items. It is stunning, absolutely stunning. And that's why we're here with the Disease and the Diet. And let me remind you, if you're within 7 hours of a flight, get on a plane. If you're within 5 hours of driving, get in your car. If you're closer than that, get ready tonight at Earth Fair on Divine Street in Columbia, South Carolina, 6 o'clock. What If? Cancer is not a disease. You need to be there. Thank you very much. And if you'd like to subscribe to all the fastest news, in other words, our special alert is going out today about the S510, you can get these alerts daily, weekly, however, they could be hourly if things are going crazy. But subscribe to Disease and Diet workbooks. You get these workshop workbooks every week, every month. You get videos of me showing you how to do stuff, juicing, making a green juice, what my blue libations recipes are. Soon you're going to get to look up ingredients that are in your foods. Like if you've got a mac and cheese in a can and you want to know why sodium phosphate is in there as the fourth ingredient, because sodium phosphate is used as the colon cleaner before you have a colonoscopy. But it's the fourth ingredient in the can. You might want to find out why that is. And that's what we're working on right here at Disease and the Diet. Fix the Family, Fix America Plus One. Four parts plus one, as if you've never heard it before. Positive fathering, make a difference mothering, pull through parenting, and finally reveal your success. And Disease and the Diet. Now, wow. Here we go. Okay. I don't know where to start. I have a lot of news sitting here in front of me. I have a lot in the we've got the study where Americans are getting fatter and fatter. Let's start with that. Because everyone thinks that, you know, obesity is crazy, and it's just because we're all getting lazier and lazier, and not saying that some people aren't getting lazier and lazier. Not saying that at all. So, okay, study. Americans getting fatter and fatter. This came out of Chicago, by the way. It states obesity rates climbed again last year, with 28 U.S. states reporting adults are fatter now than a year ago. So, 28 out of 50 states, Americans are fatter than a year ago. Obesity rates fell only, only in this whole country. I really need you to, this is stunning. This is stunning. Obesity rates fell only in the area where your government is working, Washington, D.C. Yes, that's right. Obesity fell only in Washington, D.C., no other place. Wow. And the groups warn that dealing with this epidemic should be a vital part of reforming health care, of course, because since everyone's getting fat, we all have to do the same thing because, as you know, if you do the same thing across all Americans, such as fluoride the water, everyone, no one will ever get cavities, right? So it's a good policy to do so. No. Trust for America's Health sponsored the report along with the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation. They state obesity is one of the biggest public health challenges the country's ever faced, and troubling disparities exist based on race, ethnicity, region, and income. Of course. Levi said the United States has taken bold steps to address obesity, but the response is yet to translate into thinner waistlines, particularly where our workshop is down here in South Carolina tonight, the southern states. The ranking of U.S. states found 10 of the 11 states with the highest rates of obesity were in the South, with Mississippi number one for the sixth year in a row, with 33.8% falling into the obese category. So a third of all Mississippians are obese. So look left, look right. One of you is obesely fat in Mississippi. And then over 25% of adults in 38 states, according to this report, are obese. And race and poverty continue to play a role. I wonder why that is. I wonder why that race suddenly and poverty would play a role. Are you saying that if you're poor, you can't eat correctly, so you're not obese? Or is the diet of someone who can't afford quality, high quality foods, only the processed, nutrient free foods that are available for a penny, causing more obesity? So if that's the case, if we tie all this together, they're actually admitting that the cheap stuff, the processed cheap junk food, makes Americans fat and gives them more health problems. And that's what we talk about here at Disease and the Diet, part of Fix the Family, Fix America. They're saying 35% of adults earning less than $15,000 a year were obese, against only 24% of adults earning $50,000 or more per year. On the surface, you'd have to say that the person earning more is possibly working harder to make that income. On the surface. Is it the fact that the knowledge of what we teach here at Fix the Family, Fix America is not being heard? ? 80% of Americans recognize childhood obesity is significant, and 50% think childhood obesity is important, that money should be spent now to address it. I don't know what money would be spent, because if you educate the parents, childhood obesity should take care of itself. Now, if 80% of Americans recognize childhood obesity as a significant and growing national challenge, and 50% think childhood obesity is so important that money should be spent to address it, it's also funny that 84% of parents believe their children are at healthy weight. So 80% of you say, yeah, kids are fat. Half of you think kids are fat and we should spend money on it, but 84% of you, more than both of those kids are fat people, say, my children's not the fat one. It's not me. It's not my kid. Now, is this line here thrown into this article for fun? Being overweight or obese raises the risk of heart disease, diabetes, some cancers, arthritis, and other conditions. Wow. Woo, okay. So there's a study. Americans, y'all, we're fatter. We're all fatter. Only the Washington, D.C. people have lost weight in the last year. Only those. Is that stunning or what? Is that stunning or what? Now, are you tired? Let's relax a second. Guru to the stars has noticed an alarming health trend. crashing fatigue, insomnia, panic attacks, caffeine cravings, loss of sex drive, and premature aging. That's his alarming health trend. Despite being apparently disease-free and in the prime of life, people, that's me and you, in their 30s, 40s, and 50s, have been coming to see this guy for a disturbingly increasing numbers for help with those and similar complaints. In other words, coming to him going, look, I've got crashing fatigue. I can't sleep. I panic attack. I crave caffeine because there's a billion energy drinks out there. And if you have one, you'll need more. But I have a loss of sex drive, and I feel that I'm prematurely aging. So they come to him with this stuff, and this guy says an unbelievable 75% of the people he treats in the practice now are overwhelmed, exhausted, and afflicted with this disorder. Now, disorder, disease, it's all going to come together. They're going to call it a disease somehow, some way, and this guy calls it spent. And you, people, that means me and you, we don't have the wherewithal to enjoy our life because we're running on empty. Our energy account is in the red. So he's developed a simple lifestyle program that has transformed them from weak, overwhelmed, sick, and tired to energized, inspired, strong, and profoundly healthy. It's a 6-week regimen you can start and feel the benefits from right now, according to this guy. So let's look into his regimen and see if the anti-spent program will work for you and for me. Now, here's the quiz. Are you spent? Do you struggle to get up in the morning? Do you feel unusually tired most of the time? Do you need coffee, caffeinated soft drinks, or sugary snacks to get you going first thing and keep you going throughout the day? Although you feel physically exhausted at night, does your mind continue the race? Now, see, that would be a yes to me. Do you feel you're aging too quickly? I have already aged too quickly. I've had multiple year struggles in my life, so I'm as aged as I can be. I look to be 85 right now. Luckily, the voice is still okay. That's why we're on the show. Yay! Oh, wait. That's why we have the face for radio. Do you suffer from bloating, constipation, and or indigestion? Is it a struggle to lose weight in spite of dieting and exercise? Do you have achy muscles, joints, or tension in the body, particularly your neck and shoulders? Is your sex drive diminished? Do you often feel depressed, lack motivation, or have, this sounds like a commercial for depression, like for that drug that they say you should take. We need soft music. I don't know if I have anything this soft. I'm pretty sure it's nothing this soft. Wait. I don't have anything that soft. But hum for me, everyone out there listening right now. Just go like this. Okay, here we go. Do you often feel depressed, lack motivation, have trouble concentrating and remembering things? Make sure you're humming. Does little or nothing seem to rejuvenate you? Do you find that you fall ill frequently and that it takes time to recover? All right, so if you are spent, we are not built to be sedentary, nor to follow addictive, punishing exercise regimes either, according to this guru. We are not designed to exist on a few hours sleep at night, live indoors with very little exposure to sun and nature, eat bizarre combinations of processed foods or fatty or low-carb diets. Listen to what he just said here. Secrets are revealed when people try to do another way around stuff. We're not built to be sedentary. We're not built to go to the gym and beat hell out of ourselves. We're not built to follow addictive, punishing exercise. We are not designed to exist on just a couple hours sleep a night. We were not designed to live indoors constantly with very little exposure to sun and nature. We were not designed, and this is key, remember, disease and a diet, eat bizarre combinations of processed foods. What? I cannot have Twinkies on top of my Pop-Tarts, on top of my... What else is really processed? Pretty much any baked good from the Twinkie line. Oh, well, you get the gist. Or subsist on fatty. Now, fatty being not fatty, but fatty. In other words, a fad diet, a fad low-fat or low-carb diet. Nor were our brains wired to handle profound amounts of mental and emotional stress. Yes, that's true. So, he believes so many of us are exhausted because our modern lifestyle has removed us from nature, the sun, vitamin D, all that other stuff, eating nutrient-free foods, processed foods, and this could be possibly causing us some problem, according to this guy. He says that there are more than 100 rhythms that form our internal body clock, which reflects nature's 24-hour cycle of day and night and govern most of our physiological processes. Each rhythm influences a unique aspect of our body functions. We are built to sleep when the sun goes down, wake when it rises. We are designed to eat natural and seasonal food, exercise in spurts with time to rest and recover. We thrive in fresh air, sun, and water. He's not suggesting you give up your home and jobs and go live in an idyllic desert island because that would be bad. But he does believe that if we don't move at least back in the direction of our genes, we will all ultimately end up spent. Okay, so real quick, let's go through what he's saying. Could help you right now. And let's see if this seems logical. Sleep smart. Spent is a multifaceted problem, that which means that simply eating better will never be enough to beat it, because a good night's sleep is the second absolutely essential step for optimum energy levels. Very true. So you impose an electronic curfew where you don't use any electronics for at least an hour of sleep to help your mind and mind prepare for sleep, body's natural sleep-wake cycle to kick in. Roll to switch off your television, laptop, and phone, but not this radio show at 10 p.m. Okay? Take time to wind down, unwind, release tense muscles, and keep your bedroom as dark as possible. We follow all of those rules for our sleep most of the time. Of course, not for last night, because local college became the world champions in baseball. Just had to say that one more time. Choose gentler exercise. Our idea of exercise has become completely disordered. Now, I do not exercise gently myself. I go in there, blow out some massive, heavy reps and weights because I don't get to do it as often as I want to. So the blowout works best for my body because it tells my body, don't get soft on me, because I will come in here and lift 400 pounds 8 times for no reason. Fanatical exercisers, he deems, work out one or even several times a day, pushing their bodies to extreme limits and exhausting themselves. See, that's not what I'm just talked about doing, so I'm currently doing okay. Now, moderate exercise and daily walking is one of the best things for him, because the massaging of your internal organs from your walk is important. Now, get this. One of the cancer exercises that we're doing currently is called rebounding. It's simply getting on a little trampoline and moving up and down. Now, how come no one ever tells ill people to do this? You're simply bouncing up and down. Now, what does that do? This stimulates your immune system. Because your immune system gets tricked into thinking you're walking and your organs are getting massaged. Just like a baby in a womb, when a mother walks, the baby goes to sleep. The rocking motion just makes everything better. So that bouncing or rebounding or the daily walk makes those organs all of your internal organs and your immune system feel better. How come no one talks about this when you have an issue? No, no, they want to lay you in a bed and tell you to just relax. Don't think about exercise. Don't think that it would help you, because it's not. What's going to help you is laying in this hospital bed while I inject you with drugs to make you not feel anything. And we wait to see if this disease or whatever's happening to you goes away all by itself. Or we're going to speed it up with multiple horrible things. If you want to hear more about what I'm trying to insinuate, come today, tonight, to South Carolina, Earth Fair, Divine Street, 6 o'clock, What If Cancer is Not a Disease? And one more thing I want to talk about that tonight. Our nationwide print partner, the workbook for tonight's show, and if you're a subscriber to Disease and the Diet, you'll get the workbook tomorrow in your email. This workbook took so long and so much thought and processes to create. We actually had about 5 workbooks. So people that are on the subscription service will be getting snippets of each of the 5 books as time goes. You'll be getting it more frequently because while we didn't want to make 5 workbooks, we can with all the information that we threw into this. So this workbook, What If Cancer is Not a Disease, is an amazing thing. So if you want to get it and you're unable to make it to the workshop, make sure you subscribe, diseaseandthediet.com. You'll get the workbooks every week, every month. You'll get videos, recipes, updates, and special alerts constantly so that it keeps you informed, because my recipe for my blue cheese should be told to the planet. And we're looking into actually getting that bottled to give you an alternative to soybean oil dressings. We are going to be the non-soy salad dressing to take over this country, because we are on war. Fix This America's on a war against ingestible soybean products. We don't mind if they continue being the lubricant to the machines that build stuff. No problem whatsoever. And again, if you were listening 2 weeks ago when DuPont won USDA approval for new soybean, and in the same article DuPont said, yeah, it's going to have better shelf life in products for your consumption, and it's going to work better as a lubricant in machinery. Same line, same article, same oil. Hello. Hello. All right, back to getting your stuff back. Let there be light. There's no greater healer spent than the sun. For 25 years, we have been brainwashed by doctors, dermatologists, and skincare companies about the danger of the sun. Hate to tell you, but without it, all of us would not be here. And just as we need darkness to support our sleep cycles, humans need the sun. If you've been listening to this show, you find out that wow, there's an awful lot of cancer. Skin cancer rates have went up now that we're saying the sun is bad and protecting ourselves from it. Whereas islands and other tropical climate areas have very, very, very low skin cancer when those people are in the sun every day. Goodness. It takes just 30 minutes of daylight every day to get your vitamin D out of your skin. And then he says, don't worry about should. I should be working harder. I should be exercising more. I should be making more money. I should be spending more time with my children. You can't keep going. I have this problem now. I can tell you that, because right now I can think of 5 different things I should be doing right now. But I also know that this show is so important. We, again, fastest growing listeners, leaps and bounds. If you're listening right now, if you press play, no matter what day it is between this live broadcast and the next live broadcast, no matter what day it is, do me a favor right now. Click the link at the top, or click your browser link at the top. Hit Control-C. Hit your email. Get your all of your list. Everybody, send it to everybody. Hit Control V inside your email and say, this is what you need to be listening to every week. The Fix the Family, Fix America radio show. Do that for me right now. Click the link at the top, Control C, go to your email, click on everyone in your book, and say, listen carefully. Listen carefully. Now, another way you can do this to tell people about our Blessed With series is to go to blessedwith.com and have a Tell Your Friends button. And it'll let you import all of your friends, and then you tell them about Blessed With series, because I know there are so many stories of triumph out there, and I'm trying to share them with everyone else. So those are the two things you need to do right now, real quick. And let's start getting this show to all of America so that we don't have articles like we just had, where obesity rates are higher in people not listening to the show. All right, back to the energizing. He says to cut out processed foods, sugar, and artificial sweeteners. Read further down, read further down, he says processed foods, white sugar, and artificial sweeteners are corrosive to everyone's health and well-being. Wow, we say that all the time here on Fix the Family. But this guy says it, and suddenly it's wonderful. They put it all in the article. Processed foods and sugars can disrupt key physiological systems, putting the metabolism on a roller coaster of unnatural and extremely taxing highs and lows that makes us feel spent. And artificial sweeteners, the man-made deadly poisons that you would like to ingest in yourself, also trick you into overeating because they're super sweet, so your body says, oh, I need more, I need more, I need more. So aspartame, saccharin, sucralose, and acesulfame K shouldn't have those. Go get you some organic sugar or some succinate and have no more ups and downs. Good stuff, let me tell you. It says beat any cravings for salty and sugary foods by drinking plenty of plain or sparkling water laced with lemon or mint. He says for 6 weeks, say goodbye to caffeine and alcohol. Caffeine gives you the boost up, but then it takes you back down. It blocks sleep neurotransmitters and overexciting adrenal glands. And alcohol cuts oxygen to the brain and is high in sugar. So he says dilute your coffee and wine slowly if you can't just quit cold turkey. Take supplements and eat early and eat well. In other words, eat your breakfast, a protein and nutrient-rich breakfast, which we have started doing consistently, has changed the way everyone's feeling. It's fantastic. So get that started with your breakfast. It's very, very important. It's the most important meal of the day because you haven't eaten. If you sleep in correctly for 8 hours, you haven't eaten in 8 hours. I want you to do that while awake. Just don't eat for 8 hours and see how you feel. It's the same thing when you wake up. Okay, so there's some tips and stuff that he says to do it. So go check it out. See if the... Oh, goodness. Goodness. Whew. Big stretch there. Wow, this show is going so fast. I am going to try to hit all of this stuff. General Mills, getting sued, ladies and gentlemen. General Mills getting sued for their health claims on fruit roll-ups. They're saying the use of oil rendered because there's partially hydrogenated oil in its fruit roll-ups. The use of that oil rendered false and misleading marketing over the last 6 years because General Mills were saying the fruit snacks were nutritious and healthy to consume. All right. We used to have some fruit roll-ups. I wish I had the ingredients. Is there any fruit roll-ups in the studio? Any? Love to see the ingredient list real quick. That would be pretty cool. We'll get back to that in 2 seconds. Coffee, they're saying, provides muscle-boosting caffeine for athletes. So the guy who says don't drink caffeine has now found the study of high doses of caffeine boosted muscle power and endurance when the body was not being pushed to the limit. So it helped him out. Small increase in performance. No fruit roll-ups in the studio. So let's see if I can find the ingredients right here in our world of stuff. Doop doop dooby doop doo. Dob dob dobby doop da. Loop loop loop. Kadaka doop doo. Fruit roll-up ingredients. While we're talking about that, let's talk about what you can do if you get a little sunburn, ladies and gentlemen. What is sunburn? It is when UVA and UVB rights penetrate the skin. Rights. UVA and UVB lights penetrate the skin, and it triggers a reaction for your sun, for your skin to start to prepare itself to protect itself. Let's see what we got. Do 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 do. Nope. Doesn't say I can't get the ingredients yet for fruit roll-ups. Let's talk. I mean, fruit roll-ups are fun for kids, and that's why lots of people are saying that they have been doing something bad for years, because parents weren't turning the box around to read the ingredients and finding out in your mind that you probably should pay attention to what you're eating. Here's a photo of the Fruit Roll-Ups box. Let's see if the... here we go. Fruit Roll-Ups Tattoo. Color Splat Tattoos. Strawberry flavored. First ingredient are pears from concentrate, so that's good, not bad. Second one, corn syrup. We can discuss how corn syrup's made. It's probably not made the correct way. Dried corn syrup, so they got some more corn syrup, and then they had some dried corn syrup. Sugar, so the corn syrup wasn't sweet enough, so they had to add a little sugar, add a little more body to it. Then they added the partially hydrogenated cottonseed oil. Then, of course, the flavors and spiciness in citric acid, sodium citrate, pectin, distilled monoglycerides, malic acid, vitamin C. Of course, it's good for you if there's vitamin C in it. Acetylated mono and diglycerides, natural flavor added. And then, of course, color, red, yellow, blue, red. So if you read that, you're going, pears? Made from pears? It's good. No problem. Nutrition facts for Run Roll is 50 calories. 50 calories. Since a teaspoon of sugar, is 15 grams, and this has 12 grams of sugar. It's basically like eating a teaspoon of sugar, almost, with a little bit of fat. And it's not enough fat to have to be labeled as trans fat. But again, if it's partially hydrogenated, that's not good stuff at all. So there is the fruit roll-up controversy. General Mills getting sued. The plaintiff is Peyton McClure. He's been a lifelong consumer of General Mills snacks. So I've freely eaten. Now let's get into this. I've freely eaten your products, but since I'm not smart enough to turn it over and read the ingredients and figure out that this is not really that good for me, I do. Wow. So, that's like somebody sitting there, I ate at McDonald's every day for a year, and my health went down, and now I'm going to sue him. I actually think somebody did that. I'd have to look that up, but I'm pretty sure. I have freely consumed your products because this is a free society currently about your food. Let's talk about that. S-510 Food Safety Modernization Act of 2010 could be the most dangerous bill in the history of the United States because it is to food what the bailout was to our economy, only we can live without money. What they're saying, as we said last time, your assertion of your fundamental right to your own body and your own physical health, which includes what foods you do and do not wish to consume for yourself and your family, is not true because you do not have a fundamental right to obtain any old food you desire. It's not your right. You want to eat pizza? That's not your right. Not your brother. Call your congressman, your senator, your governor, your local dog catcher, whatever you have to do, and tell them the Food Safety Modernization Act of 2010 must not be dealt with. Throw it away. Don't do it. We need no more government intervention in our foods and our vitamins and our life. Again, they say the government of the United States is now saying that you have no fundamental right to your own body and your own physical health. That includes which foods you choose to consume and not consume for yourself and your family. In other words, your own children, you don't get to choose what they eat either. Because you do not have a fundamental right to obtain any food you wish. You, me, your mother, your father, your cousin, your aunt, your children have no fundamental right to eat whatever you wish. Because you don't have a fundamental right to your own body and physical health. That is the scariest statement I can say today for you to get involved now and get the Food Safety Modernization Act of 2010 S.510 thrown out. Thrown out. Now, we have come to the end of this show, and I'm so sorry I ended on a freaky note. Let's how about this? Here's fun. Men with facial hair. Wilder in the bedroom. We're going to talk about that next week. Aussie women think facial hair on men is attractive and believe it indicates they are wilder in the bedroom. Now, this national survey, they raise their 6 in 10 that men with facial hair had more sex appeal than clean-cut counterparts. Could it be that people that spend so much time looking fabulous for them, for the women, means the women would have to wait on them as long in the bathroom as they're going to take? Is that possible? No, I'm just kidding. Anyway, thank you for listening. Fix the Family, Fix America radio show right here for you. Get copy of the top. Send it to all your friends. Get them listening. Again, the fastest growing radio show in family radio show in all of the universe. We greatly appreciate you being here. Greatly appreciate you listening. We have a lot of fun here. Tonight, 6 o'clock, Earth Fair. What if cancer is not a disease? Your chance to get in season the diet. Subscribe now. Now go home, kiss your children, kiss your spouse, and love everything. See you next time.